You know, I just tried to maintain faith and embrace my role over the years, whatever it was, and kind of just found a niche, special teams-wise. And you know, I've been blessed to have great coaches around me. Scott O'Brien has really changed my whole mentality as a football player, changed my career. So a lot of thanks to him as well. But, you know, it's been a fun ride, and more importantly, it's been fun being a part of a winning organization.
Have you studied throughout your career or talked to guys who are known simply as special team stars, whether it's Larry Izzo or people like that? Have you talked to them or maybe seen, you know, what's involved to embrace that role?
Oh, no question. Larry, obviously, when I came in here, was still here. And just watching him work, watching the way he watched film, the way he led our meetings, I learned a lot of football from Larry. And, you know, guys like Matt Chatham that I've gotten to know living around here, and even I've built a friendship with Montel Owens down in Jacksonville, guys like that. You know, not a lot of people really understand what we do because it kind of looks chaotic, but there is some organization to that, and I do believe that it's a craft in itself. Maybe underappreciated at times, but, you know, we put a lot into it.
Do you mind that it's underappreciated? I mean, obviously your peers appreciate it, but, you know, how do you keep your ego down?
Not at all. I don't mind at all. It's more important for me to be able to compete for, you know, a championship every year. And being here, you have that. So winning games is why you play the game. You play the game of football to win and for your team to win. It's the ultimate team sport. And that's been really what I've enjoyed the most about my career is, you know, the fact that I've never won less than 10 games in 5 years. So I'm very thankful to be a part of this organization, and hopefully we can continue to have success as a team.
Even if you're putting most of your efforts into your game at 4:25 on Sunday, will you be paying any attention to all the games at one that impact what you guys will be doing?
Not at all, because it means nothing if we don't win our game. So our focus is on playing the Miami Dolphins. And we know the Miami Dolphins are going to play us well no matter what their record is, no matter what our record is. A divisional opponent, and it's going to be a battle just like it was down in Miami. And we just have to focus on playing the Miami Dolphins, and that's all we can concern ourselves with.
I mean, you were in the Pro Bowl berth last year. Do you think you were targeted more this year? Like, teams take an approach that we can't make let Slater make a play type of deal?
Well, I remember Scotty telling me that I would have a target on my back from last year on, and, you know, kind of try to just embrace that role. But, again, that goes down to the guys that I'm playing next to. You know, they make a lot of plays themselves, and it makes it hard for them just to isolate on me when you got a bunch of other guys out there that can hurt you as well. So, you know, there were a couple of times I felt like I was a marked man out there, but like I said, with the help of my teammates, and this is more of a, like I said, a team honor, and I really do feel that way. With Steve and Zoltan kicking and punting the ball, you know, giving us the opportunity to make plays.
Dad must have been pretty happy.
It was special. You know, he's actually in town, so we got to visit last night, and, you know, it's definitely special for him and myself.
Did they catch him? Did he have seven?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Just worried about playing Miami this week.
He's in town for the holiday?
Yeah, he was.
You mentioned you might have a target on your back. How do you notice that? How would a team target a guy like you?
Well, they might send a few extra guys your way. You know, you might see a few more double teams and might encounter a little more smack talk, things of that nature. But, every team's different. Every team has different schemes. And like I said, it's hard to just isolate on me because we have so many good players across the board. I feel like this is one of the best groups I've been a part of. So, my hat's off to my teammates. I really feel like they're the reason that I'm able to, you know, experience this.